This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dish is going to the show and I'm just the regular guy. So the big movie of the week, it's already just about the biggest movie of the year and it's on its way to box office hyperspace. And I bet if you give a force at all, you probably already seen it or you're planning to. But look, don't listen to the backlash that's going on with all of the ticked off nerds, okay? Because for a regular show going guy like myself, it's hard not to have a good time at the show as you have with The Last Jedi. Now, I thought the director Rian Johnson added a lot by turning some stuff upside down. He took some left turns. He tossed in a few curveballs. He paid tribute to the past and he handed the lightsaber over to the next generation. Look, Star Wars sequels, they're going to be around for a long time, well after you and me leave this planet. And when the day comes when movies are just implanted into your brain, people are going to be excited about whatever the next Star Wars neuro upload will be. Last Jedi? I don't think so. But I'll tell you what, this one picks up right after where the Force Awakened, and the young garbage-picking orphan Rey is off on that island trying to bring the missing-in-action hermit-in-a-hoodie Luke Skywalker back into the game to help out with the rebellion that's led by his sister, Carrie Fisher, who is in this movie without any trickery. And it's very nice to spend a couple 2-3 hours with the late, great Princess General, but her brother, he's got no desire whatsoever to help anybody with anything. Elsewhere, the loose cannon flyboy Poe is running into problems with Laura Dern as Vice Admiral Holdo flexing her undernourished muscles, you know, to keep him in check, while the former stormtrooper Finn is on a dangerous mission with a new character Rose, and of course, there is Kylo Ren, who's a hard guy to figure out until you do. But he's a wild card, all right? But the movie gives you what you came for. Action, laughs, top-notch saber fight. I tell you, there's one that turns an unlikely momentary alliance into a colorful ballet. There's twists, there's turns, there's demises, there's guest cameos, and a lot of mental telepathy. And of course, hope. I just hope you can get a ticket to see this movie because it's doing like incredible business. And I all hope you have a very happy holiday and a safe one too, okay? And if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com. And I'm just the regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.